The state weighs in on trout farming in Michigan's holy waters. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If you're a fly fisherman, there are few rivers this side of the Rocky Mountains that compare with Michigan's Au Sable River. There's a particular 9-mile stretch east of Grayling known as the Holy Waters. The water is clean, cold, easy to wade through, and packed with more than 100 pounds of wild trout per acre. Tom Baird is with the Anglers of the Au Sable. It's a fishing club with 800 members from all over the world. He says the clean water provides the perfect habitat for the bugs that trout love from March through October.
That's why people come here to fly fish. It's this diverse aquatic group of insects that are the flies that fly fishermen imitate. And this river is famous for it, and it's because of the water.
Baird's group is concerned about a new fish farm that's proposed just a few miles upstream from the famed Holy Waters. Lindsay Smith has more.
The Grayling Fish Hatchery has been around for a century. For the last 30 years, it's been a tourist attraction, a place where you can take your kids in the summer to learn about Grayling's trout history, see lots of fish in these concrete runways. Even, as the sign out front says, catch your dinner. Roughly 4,000 visitors come each summer. But that's not enough to cover the cost of operating the hatchery. So Crawford County decided to lease the historic hatchery to a commercial trout farm for free, if the farm agreed to keep the tourist attraction. Dan Vogler is co-owner of Harrietta Hills Trout Farm.
It gets the community what they want, which is the opportunity to maintain this as a tourist attraction, and it gets us what we need, which is additional production space.
Vogler already operates a trout farm near Cadillac. He wants to expand the Grayling hatchery to produce 300,000 pounds of trout a year. That's more than 15 times the amount produced now. And that would be, by far, the largest commercial fish farm in the state.
We import 91% of the seafood that we eat in the United States. It's over $12 billion trade deficit today. And so we need domestic production of seafood products.
But many in the community worry about the farm's potential impact on such a pristine fishery. Josh Greenberg owns Gates Lodge, a fly fishing camp and guide service on Au Sable's so-called holy waters.
It's not okay when you have something this popular and delicate to say, oh, it's safe, trust us.
Greenberg and others worry about all the fish poop the farm would funnel into the Au Sable River, the potential for the farmed fish to spread disease into the wild trout population, and particularly how and how often the state proposes monitoring the water quality. Vogler says he understands the concerns.
We're not duffers. We've been in the trout business for 17 years. We manage our facilities well. It is not in our best interest to be known as the people that destroyed the Au Sable River. So we will take care of the river.
Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality has drafted a permit that'll allow Vogler's operation. If approved, the farm could discharge up to 8.5 million gallons of water into the Au Sable River each day. The DEQ admits the water quality would decrease, but is necessary to support important social and economic development in the area. The department will take public comments on the draft permit through Monday. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.